ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين. ربي يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين يا فتح. آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. In continuation with tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah ta'ala, we will continue from Ayah 63. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال أرأيت، did you see? This style is to involve someone in the conversation, although it would be fine without it too. قال إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة. This would have completed the sentence. But أرأيت is used to make others jog their memory. He said, do you remember when we betook ourselves to the rock? Now relaying the story. Asked breakfast because Musa alayhi salam was hungry. But since the fish was not there, so he started telling that it went into the water. Word as-sakhrati, like a cliff, big and hard rock. Fa-inni nasitu al-hoot, I indeed forgot the fish. Meaning, forgot to talk about the fish. Subhanallah, sample of the high standard of respect. And what is that? First, plural was used in the conversation. إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى السَّخْرَةِ. We betook ourselves to the rock. But when forgetfulness occurred, mistake was made, then فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ. I forgot to mention fish. What is our attitude in contrast to that? We usually make others responsible and shift the whole burden upon them. When there is any mistake occur, we use plural. When there is anything good, we like to take all the credit for. فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتِ. I forgot to mention about it. Then further clarifies his sentence. وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانِ. None but Shaitan made me forget. Why it was necessary to say this? Because he knew that it is Shaitan which make a person forget to do good. Shaitan didn't wanted Musa alayhi salam to see Khizr alayhi salam and learn. So, he made me forget that. An أَذْكُرَهُ, to remember it. وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا. It took its course into the sea in a strange way. Now he is telling the story that it fell in a strange way and went into the water. What it tells us? That Shaitan make us forget? Did Shaitan only make them forget? Or he makes us forget other things too? We do get from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam sahih narrations that Shaitan makes a person forget good. Did it ever happen to you that you intended to do any good and then forgot? First thing is, he makes us forget our salah. There was one incident in Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam's life that Aap sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam forgot to pray Asr Salah. It was the time of Battle of Trench. People were at a difficult task. Trench was being dug. Enemy was about to come and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam himself was participating in digging the trench. During that time, Asr Salah time came. But Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam forgot to perform his Salah. When he remembered, then he used very hard words for kufar, and then he sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam prayed his asr with maghrib. In a narration it is mentioned, whomever shaitan makes him to forget salah, then the moment he remembers, he should pray at the same time. Whoever keeps sleeping, then he should pray the same time upon waking up. This forgetfulness is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Shaitan makes it a test for us. How? Let's talk a little about it. See here, it feels like that forgetfulness is totally Shaitan's job. It is not like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put this forgetfulness in human beings. Why? So, he can forget the bitterness of the past, can forget the complaints of the people, so much so that if a murderer of his father came in front of him, Even then, he will be able to forgive and forget. Forgetfulness was a habit. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And otherwise, we were to cry on the death of people who passed away even 10 years prior to that. The time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to shaitan, he used this blessing against people and make it a test for them. Can anyone say that I never forgot? Just remember that innocent people forget more. They have forgetfulness in their nature. When Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was accused and people were talking about her, one of her servants was asked that had she seen anything and what was her opinion about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She replied that Aisha is so innocent that she makes a dough and leave it there. She forgets about it and later a goat comes and eats the dough. So this forgetfulness is a blessing. But righteous deeds are not to be forgotten. This forgetfulness teaches us that we will meet so many situations. We will experience so many incidents. We will face so many hurtful things. But just forget about them. Leave them. They are not important and certainly not a thing to waste your energy upon. Some people keep on seeing in the back mirror in their life's journey. One grief they face and it's their bye-bye to every happiness in their lives. Someone hurt them badly, got divorce or separation happened, and it becomes so difficult for them to forget. It becomes a monumental task for them. They nurse their grief like a wounded child, which never heals. They keep their grudge alive as if they are worshipping themselves. وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ. No shaitan made him forget to mention it. Musa alayhi salam understood this excuse, accepted it, didn't argue, didn't get angry, didn't scold him, but gently said in a loving way, قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي. Musa alayhi salam said, that is what we have been seeking. Like we say in our words, this was the place we were looking for. Nabri, from Bari. And he said, فَرْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمَا قَصَصَىٰ. So they went back retracing their footsteps. فَرْتَدَّ, from Ra, Dal, Dal. Turned back, retracing their steps. This shows Musa alayhislam's commitment. It is okay whatever happened. Happened now, let's go back. This type of commitment is needed in the path of knowledge. This forgetfulness can be physical or mental. And how shaitan put a person in maze. And he changed someone's brain in such a way that he does not realize it even. Musa alayhi salam was free of such mental distractions and turned back on his footsteps. فَوَجَدَ عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا قَصَصَهُ. Then they both found one of our slaves. Who was he? آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا. On whom we had bestowed mercy from us. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّ عِلْمًا. And whom we had taught knowledge from us. Musa alayhi salam found him. And now they meet. Meet who? Abdam min ibadina. Abd is not only applicable on human beings. It applies on angels too. They are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's slaves. His title was Khizr. In Arabic, green color is also called. Khudrum min sundusun istabraq. You read in the surah. Absolutely lush green. His name was Dilia bin Milqan. Wallahu alam. As Quran just mentioned Khizr. Why he was called Khizr? A narration from Sahih Bukhari. Its summary is that wherever he used to sit, that place used to turn into lush green area. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him such knowledge that he used to sense such things which others couldn't. So this was one of such things that everything used to turn green wherever he sat. In chapter Suratul Kahf of Sahih Bukhari, it comes that the meaning of Khizr is lush green. He once sat on white earth that the part of that place which was underneath him turned into greenery. For that reason, he was called Khizr or Khazr. What was he given? وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّ عِلْمًا And whom we had taught knowledge from us. What kind of knowledge was it? And آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمًا What was the rahmah upon him? A man is sitting by the side of the river. Neither has he had any soft cushion to sit on, nor any table or chair. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I bestowed my rahmah upon him. What kind of blessings are these? And towards which worlds he is been taken? This is the point to ponder. People quoted many narrations, and some say he was a righteous man, and it is said, عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا Some say he was friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was granted miracles, the way Maryam alayhi salam got. But this has not that much weight in it, because after prophets, no one can say, I got the revelation and I can do this or say this. The way he did do some tasks which are not usually considered right. Third opinion about him is that he was one of the prophets towards whom revelation was sent. So it does seem right, as prophets were given such knowledge. The fourth opinion is that he was an angel. So whatever anyone says, what we have to do with it? If we are wise, we will focus on the purpose. Otherwise, we will be astray and we will lose the sight of our purpose. Our focus should be that what I am getting out of this story, what I am gaining from it. Otherwise, we will get off from Sirat-e-Mustaqim. It is said that Khizr alayhi salam was sitting on a green cushion on the riverside. He was covering himself with a sheet, whose one corner was under his feet and the other edge was under his head. He opened his face upon the voice of Musa alayhi salam. Khizr alayhi salam asked Musa alayhi salam, that are you holding Torah in your hands? Revelation is coming from the heaven. Is it not enough? And my knowledge is not of your standard, and neither yours is of mine. This shows they did meet. This rahmah and ilm is that a person start understanding the wisdom behind Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decisions. آتَيْدَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا Usually what do we consider rahmah? Wealth and children. Yes, lot of rahmah. It can be. Not a big deal. But remember that it is not necessary that worldly blessing can grant surety of eternal rahmah. Worldly blessings could be a test and trial too. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the tests of blessings. When knowledge turn into blessing, when a person inside is cleansed after gaining that knowledge. قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى Musa alayhi salam said to Khizr alayhi salam, هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِ مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ الرُّشْدَىٰ May I follow you so that you teach me something of that knowledge, guidance and true path, which you have been taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was Musa alayhi salam's humbleness. Allah's prophet, a leader of a big nation, and such humbleness? That can I learn something from you? Was not arrogant or angry. If it would have been a leader of today, then they would have summoned him instead of looking for him. But why Musa alayhi salam was taken there? Because true knowledge cannot be found until you learn to be patient on the difficulties you endure in the path of knowledge. You can get knowledge while sitting on soft cushions, but not that knowledge which you gain sitting on hard floors, because that breaks your ego. You become humble. This is a major difference in the learning of knowledge today and in previous times. Before, knowledge was taught by putting them to hard work, but nowadays it is taught with love and pampering. For that reason, kids take their teachers' names and are not appreciative at all what they should have been. Why? Because that feeling was not developed, which should have been developed. and what turns knowledge into guidance. First, knowledge was mentioned, and now guidance. There is a huge difference between knowledge and guidance. Many people are unable to differentiate between both. Ilm is knowledge, which you can get from any book, from any tafsir or any hadith. All teachers use resources for that purpose. No one will say from their own creativity, right? But see, all those same books are being used, but why teachers are of different levels? Difference is of rushd, guidance, which you cannot gain by reading books. This is because of the teacher's experiences, his dedication and deep involvement. How he deals with situations and circumstances, how much patience he has within him, how humble is he, or exactly opposite of all. How hard-headed is he? How arrogant is he? Does he tolerate and swallow his pride? All these things collectively make rushd. Same thing you hear from different people. What is the difference? One only gives explanation of the ayahs, give references, quote ahadiths and teach the proper way to recite. But the other teacher explores such an angle for you that you feel whatever is written in the book is your situation. This is the difference of guidance. And Musa alayhi salam wanted that. أَنْتُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. He already had knowledge in the form of 10 commandments. He was getting revelation direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had everything, but now wanted guidance. The rushd. When do you get rushd? Note this. You get rushd when there is close communication. When a person is learning, he gets knowledge. But when along with learning he starts helping, he gets rushd. You see why Sahaba had different status? Didn't they like learning knowledge? Didn't they want to make a bigger name for themselves? But if you see in the area of knowledge, even Sahaba with higher status, you will find no narration associated with them. Besides few narrations, you will find nothing at all. The reason behind is that they didn't had what is under the category of rushd. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was way younger in age, but with knowledge she reached at the status of rushd. That after the death of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people used to consult with her. There are books containing Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's fatawas. So for observation, rushd is required. We learn in Suratul An'am rushd with Ibrahim alayhi salam's story. When he was observing, saying Haza Rabbi, Haza Rabbi, while looking at the sun, moon, there word rushd was used. If all of you want rushd, then there are some conditions for that. Number one, your total undistracted attention, your urge, your wish, your want, then your heart's cleansing. Your heart should be clean as a glass. Next thing important for rushd is to let go of yourself and get lost in Rabb's universe. Self-centered people will never achieve rushd, who are very sensitive about themselves. Instead, who is sensitive about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will get rushd. We get a say of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that for every ummah, there is one person of inspiration. And that person in my ummah is Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At some places even it is said that if there was any prophet after me, then it would have been Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rushd is other name for inspiration. In Surah Ash-Shams it comes, فَالْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Indeed, he succeeds who purifies his own self, that is, obeys and performs all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered by following the true faith of Islamic monotheism and by doing righteous deeds. And indeed, he fails who corrupts his own self, that is, disobeys what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered by rejecting the true faith of Islamic monotheism or by following polytheism, or by doing every kind of evil, wicked deeds. Thamud denied their prophet through their transgression by rejecting the true faith of Islamic monotheism and by falling polytheism and by committing every kind of sin. We have to supplicate a lot for rushd. Allahumma alhimni rushdi wa'izni min sharri nafsi. O Allah, grant me good from yourself. Save me from the trials of my nafs. A very beautiful and authentic dua, which Prophet ﷺ taught. Allahumma alhimni rushdi wa'izni min sharri nafsi. Grant me rushd from yourself. Want to see this world through your eyes, so I could learn to see others through your eyes. What is your wisdom, so I am able to understand your affairs? I will share a very beautiful example I heard from someone long time ago. A person living somewhere, he never went anywhere, has no idea what journey is. Even after 10 years, if you ask him about a certain place, he will not be able to guide you to that place, although he stayed 10 years there. In contrast, a person moved into that city a year before, but he travels here and there and he observes, see the roads, check out maps. So if you ask him for a certain place, he will be able to tell you right away. This is the difference. Whoever has involvement in whatever, and he is able to understand its minute details, the same relationship is of a person with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some keep a casual relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just pray 5 times a day, do some azkar, supplicate some. They do not think much. They will have some understanding. But whoever will look into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decisions, that what is behind this loss, what after this failure, then he is able to get rushd and inspiration. Musa alayhi salam was searching for that. قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. He, Khizr alayhi salam, said, indeed, you will not be able to have patience with me. See how strict teachers are in their principles, meaning you have different knowledge and I have different knowledge and you will not be able to exercise patience with me. You are receiving revelation and I am getting inspirations. You have something to argue about, debatable, but what I have is not. So both of our knowledge is totally different. So you will not be able to have patience. إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. That my nature is different and you will not be able to relax and have patience with me. What if you change your mind later? So think now. Point to be noted for ourselves, that clear everything before the starting of journey, so you can weigh how much the other person can tolerate. إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. This also shows that journey of knowledge is the journey of patience. What is patience? It is not only patience that you sit for 2 hours and take the 3 notes non-stop. And learning 4 lessons of translation, this is not at all patience. It is to let go of yourself. Break yourself into pieces. Only a person who will put a stone on his heart will be able to survive in the path of knowledge. Who will close his ears for every kind of voices. Voices are reaching him, but he just blocks them all because he doesn't want to hear anything wrong. He wants to say something, but refrain himself from saying a word. He will accept his insults, but will not budge down from his principles. The more someone exercises patience, the more knowledge he gains. So Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam saying, you will not be able to have patience with him. وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبْرًا. And how can you have patience about a thing which you know not? Subhanallah. Now giving concession to the student himself. What a sweet style. That how can you be patient when you do not have a clue about something? Meaning your knowledge is different from what I am about to give you. This is the sign of a good teacher, that he understands the disadvantage of the student, understands his problem. He understands in which circumstances he is learning, whether he is smart or not. He is very busy or have plenty of time at his disposal. A good teacher knows, and only then he is able to give more to his students. Here come khubur instead of khabar for more stress. Tuhit, ahata, to surround. What we learn from it is what kind of urge we should have for learning knowledge. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا قال ذلك ما كنا نبغي فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا